This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And it is Money in Motion with our good friends from Class Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website, classfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S. financial.com. A lot of great information about Class Financial, by the way, on their website. You can learn a little bit about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to our most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up for that right at classfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Don't forget as well, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, joined by CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger this morning, you can, of course, call and get on the air. We'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Without any further ado, CJ, Melissa, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. And how are you, Melissa?
I'm doing really good, Sean. Thanks.
Excellent. And we've got a lot to get to, as always. A lot of great information on the program. We're going to be talking about things a little bit, other things about living a good life in retirement, not just the financial stuff, but the overall wellness when it comes to your financial decisions. We will be talking about that in just a moment. Before we get going on that this week's conversation, let's real quick talk about the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, something we do each and every week right here on Money in Motion. Last time we met, a couple of weeks back, we talked about the top four states for retirees. Let's take a look back at that previous Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner from, like you said, a few weeks back. We took a little vacation there for the 4th of July. The question that week was, name one of the top four states where retirees are currently moving. And the answer is that the top four states that retirees are moving are Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Very, very interesting. And don't forget, we will do a new Kloss Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on in the program. Chance to win a $25 gift card to iTunes. Before we start talking about kind of your overall financial health, let's talk about Kloss Financial. Let's talk a little bit about what it is exactly that you folks at Kloss Financial do for people.
Yeah, so every once in a while, we like to just reflect on who is this company, Kloss Financial, and what is it that you all do? Because not everybody knows us. We've been doing the show for quite a while now, but sometimes there's new listeners tuning in. So at a very high level, Kloss Financial is a retirement planning firm. We help individuals, families, and employers both plan and invest for retirement. So this can cover everything from somebody calls in and says, hey, I didn't plan, but my parents just passed away. I'm dealing with some inheritance and some complexities around estate planning. Can you help me with that? It could be the couple who's, you know, in their mid-50s who says, hey, we've listened to you on the radio show. Somebody referred us and we're near retirement and we need help. It could even be the young couple who says, we just got through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University through our church, and we understand the importance of planning for the future, planning for retirement. So that's some examples of different stages and phases of life of people that we work with. It can include even employers who say, listen, I run a company, heard you guys on the air, and I need to set up a 401k plan for my corporation. Or the employer says, I have a 401k plan, but they never come out and educate my people, and they're all complaining about the plan. So there's some examples of the types of people, individuals, families, employers that come and chat with us. Now, a question is, what does a good financial planner really do? What should they be looking out for? Now, as I talk about this, I just want to say to you, there's a lot that a good financial planner should be at least looking at for you, but it doesn't mean they're the expert in every area. It doesn't mean your financial planner is drafting your will. It doesn't mean your financial planner is selling you the life insurance policy. It really means that your financial planner is acting like the quarterback.
Yes.
I pointed at Sean. People can't see me do that. Sean knows this quite well. So quarterback, I mean, by the way, I had somebody say to me, well, that's really a male figure. Listen, it's not meant to be a male or female figure. It's really rather, it's the idea of an individual that is coordinating a team. right? That's the key here. So call it coordinated care professional. And these are critical people. The quarterback knows football quite well, but it doesn't mean he's the running back or the wide receiver. And similarly, we know financial planning quite well, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be more knowledgeable than the estate planning attorney in estate planning. We'll just be knowledgeable enough to say, you need to get one. And we'll also be knowledgeable enough to say, that's not great insurance. You need to go talk to a specialist to replace it. So again, good financial planning covers everything from estate planning to taxes to insurance to investments to cash flow planning. That's a big piece that financial planners should be looking at. So as a final reminder, we offer complimentary no-cost first, phone call, meeting, whatever is necessary for you to kind of look at whether or not our services are a fit for what you need.
And of course, we talk about services as well. You mentioned, of course, the variety of different things offered at Klaas Financial. You can also learn more online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or again, just pick up the phone, give them a call. Of course, don't forget that first meeting at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaas and Melissa Wenger. Of course, come to us from Klaas Financial. So let's kind of step aside a little bit from strictly planning for retirement. You guys also work a lot in helping people towards making better financial decisions overall. I heard you, CJ, mention earlier Dave Ramsey, and I think a lot of people that listen to this station are very familiar with his teaching. So today's topic, we are going to be talking about financing your next vehicle purchase. Am I right on that?
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of interesting because the thought of a vehicle purchase doesn't always weigh into retirement planning, when in fact, it's actually very similar and very important to work on that. When you plan appropriately on all aspects, including purchasing a vehicle, lending it, or borrowing from your cash reserves, that's all part of retirement, and whether you take it from a retirement portfolio and what are the financial implications on which decision you make. So we do discuss a lot of that, and one of the reasons we wanted to bring it on the show today is really to talk about this fact, because a lot of people don't always have the right understanding or information that they need to make the right decision and how it affects your cash flow and everything. So scenario is you need to buy a car. Okay, most Americans, unless they live in a large city, you're gonna need multiple cars throughout your life. You're gonna consistently buy them. The large cities maybe use public transportation, but for the most of us, we're gonna be buying cars multiple times throughout our life. And we do hear people as they get, 62, 65 years old, start retirement, say, I'm gonna buy a new car, and this is the last car I'm ever gonna have. The problem with that is that people are living 30-some years to retirement now, or 20-some years, and it's not likely going to be their last car. So always plan for that thought. Don't think that car you're buying is the – you may drive into the ground, but cars don't last 50 years anymore. So always plan for that. In fact, in 2016, in the United States, 42 million adults, 65 and older, were licensed to drive. 42 million over the age of 65. I mean, we have clients that come in at 90 and they're still driving. So it's important to plan for that. That 42 million number is actually an increase from 15 million just 20 years ago. So that shows how much of a difference and how much longer people are driving. Driving does remain a major symbol of independence. So it becomes the, I'm still independent, I'm still able to get to my activities, I want to go to church, I want to be able to go shop and to the doctor and maintain my social aspects. So it becomes more difficult as we age to give up the driver's license, but still important to remember that fact.
Talking with Melissa Wenger and CJ Klaas this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Melissa or CJ, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaas Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. And Melissa, sorry to interrupt there, but we were talking a little bit about buying a new car as needed. And a lot of times people say, well, where's that money going to come from?
Yeah, and that's a big question, is where do we get the money from? It's important prior to retirement and then into retirement that we keep the decision and make the calculations correctly on how much we want to spend and where should the money come from. We have to remember that a car purchase is a depreciating asset. So as it being a depreciating asset, it means the value goes down every year that you own it. If you've ever heard the value or the expression that the minute you drive the car off the lot, you've just lost half the value. Well, the reason that is the car can actually lose about 20% of its value within the first year. After that first year, the depreciation starts to level out a bit. But 5 years down the road, and you're looking at you've lost about 60% of your value, which is another big reason why we don't want, you know, 5 and 6 year loans, car loans, because it's not worth what you've paid for it at that point. Every quarter, Experian Automotive releases data on the latest car financing trends. So back in 2017, during their fourth quarter report, it showed how much car loans were actually crippling people. Nearly 9 in 10 new cars were being purchased from borrowed money. That means only 1 out of 10 people are actually saving and putting cash into these purchases, and they're large purchases. And the average new car was over $31,000 with payments of $515 a month at 5.11% interest. Yikes. That over 5% interest, that's a big number. The average car loan was 69 months. Again, that's over 5.5 years. And as we just talked, look at how much depreciation you've lost in that value, about 60% in that five-year time frame. So what that means is that you're spending over $34,000 for a car that's going to be worth about $12,000 by the time you're done. It's not really a good deal to do it that way. Now, there are choices, of course, between leasing and buying, and it's important to sit and, you know, weigh those options and make sure you've made the right decision for your own personal situation.
And I know in the past we've done shows specifically about leasing and buying, and a great opportunity, by the way, to check out Kloss Financial's website. KlossFinancial.com. You can listen to the previous podcasts, get up to speed on those as well, and some of those options, some of those considerations when you're looking at buying or leasing a car. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss. If you have questions for CJ or Melissa, they would love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you right on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I know sometimes people like arguing with CJ a little bit about car depreciation, and they talk about, I've got a collector car and it's went up in value. There are always exceptions to what we talk about on the program. But if you have a question, Melissa and CJ would love to answer for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk about where that money's going to come from. Does it make sense maybe to look into savings, a Roth or a 401k? We'll talk about the pitfalls of possibly doing that. We'll find out from retirement planning professionals as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger. If you have questions for them, they are here to help. Give us a call now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website KlossFinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment, that sit-down meeting or call to Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you a thing. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking about hitting the road and what you're going to be driving in retirement. And, of course, as we start looking at cars, cars are not an inexpensive thing. And you got to say, well, where's this money going to come from? So the people wonder, does it make some sense then to pay for that new car? Do you use savings, or do you take a lump sum out of your retirement account like that IRA or the 401k? What's kind of the guidance there?
Well, if anybody's listened to Dave Ramsey, he goes on what they call Dave Ramsey rants.
Yes.
So I'm going to go on a CJ Kloss rant for a moment. So Melissa did a great job of kind of lining out some statistics as it relates to vehicle purchases and how people are financing them and the length of the financing terms and the payments and the interest rates. And I just got to pause. And I've got to say to everybody a couple of words of wisdom. Poor people ask how much per month. Rich people ask how much. Let me repeat that. Poor people ask how much per month because they want to live the highest lifestyle with their income. Rich people ask how much. Said another way, if you're going to stroke a check out of your checking or savings or anywhere that of your own money, your own hard-earned post-tax money, you will find that before you write that check, your hand's going to be like quivering because you're going, oh my goodness, this took me so long to earn this. Am I paying a good amount? However, if it's It's going to cost you $500 a month. You go, well, I think I've got that in my budget. And suddenly you're buying a $40,000 vehicle, whereas you would have bought a $15,000 vehicle if you had to stroke a check. So let me repeat this a third time. Poor people ask how much per month. Rich people ask how much. Now, if you're tracking with me on this, some people say, well, that basically means either way I'm going to have a car payment. So stick with me here. What do I mean by either way I'm going to have a car payment? Well, if I'm saving for the purchase of my own vehicle, and I'm not going to raid my emergency reserve for this, that means that I have to, on a monthly basis or on a per paycheck basis, be setting aside money for my future vehicle replacement. We are actually huge fans of this as financial advisors. We would want you to be your own bank, meaning don't use a bank to finance the purchase of your car, use your own money. But to do that, that means you have to be creating what we call a sinking fund, or a fund that goes up in value and then sinks when we purchase a future vehicle. And y'all, this is not cheap. If you want to put $20,000 into a new vehicle every 4 or 5 years, or I'm sorry, not a new, I'll call it a used vehicle. So 20 grand into a used vehicle every 4 to 5 years, you're talking about having to save $400 to $500 a month, just like that payment that person was making. But now you're using your own money. So as a matter of fact, when we start building financial plans, we will actually build in a vehicle replacement annualized cash flow, because we want people to see the cost of the replacement of the vehicle. And what you'll find is that if you start using your own money to purchase cars, you won't drive as nice of cars. You heard me say this. I drive a Honda Accord. Yeah. I bought the darn thing for 17 grand because my hand was quivering when I was going to write the $25,000 check, and I go, no.
Your car, I actually made that comment to you one day when you pulled in. I said, CJ, I thought you drive a flashier car.
Well, and let me also say, it doesn't mean that people who drive flashy cars are unwise. So that's not it at all. They could be saving for their own purchase and have plenty of money to do so. It's rather use your own money, and then you'll really know how you feel about the vehicle purchase. Okay, there. My rant is over very quickly. As we think of the implications of pulling money out of our portfolio, or how are we going to go about purchasing, you already know after my rant there that we think you should use your own money. However, there can be examples of this where it's still unwise in the way in which you use your own money. Here's an example. Client calls me up. I wasn't tracking her vehicle. It actually had 180,000 miles on it, starting to have trouble. She was in retirement. She said, I agree with you. I should use my own money. But she only had retirement accounts. So the only way to generate the cash to purchase the vehicle that she wanted was to take a distribution from her retirement account. She wanted to purchase a $50,000 Tahoe, and she could afford to, by the way. But I looked at it and I said, whoa, we're going to have to draw out 70 grand from your IRA to net the 50 that you need to purchase the Tahoe. And I said, this is going to really increase your tax base. Your marginal bracket's going to go up. And I think you need to talk to your accountant. Well, long story short, she didn't. She pulled the money out. And what ended up happening is her total income that year was so high that her Medicare Part B premiums tripled. She started paying over $400 a month for her Medicare Part B. So you got to be careful with this. As much as I want you to be super strict around using cash to make your purchases, sometimes if you're unwise and you just say, great, I'm going to take all the money out of my retirement account, there can be other implications. So what my client should have done is she should have actually gotten a very short-term loan, taken out about 25 grand in 1 year, and then on January 1st of the following year, paid off the loan. She would have saved herself a tripling of her Medicare Part B premium, and actually on a dollar-for-dollar basis would have been money ahead. So there is still some wisdom in being careful in the way that you're going to use cash to do these purchases.
Great advice, as always. CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can get that wisdom in person, and that initial meeting is not going to cost you a thing at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa and CJ. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that coming up in the next segment right here, Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus. And don't forget as well, hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for iTunes. Talking this morning about how you're going to be getting around in the future and talking about cars. We talked a little bit about financing in that last segment. And it doesn't sound like you guys are suggesting that we should be taking money from our retirement accounts and maybe even stay away from loans. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, and you know, to touch on part of what CJ was saying there, and he is very passionate about this. I can tell you that in the office with him all the time. This is definitely a big passion part for him. Another thing to consider besides the fact that with the retirement you've got your taxes is if you're under 59 and a half and you're pulling from those accounts, you have your taxes and you also have a 10% penalty on top of that. There's multiple reasons why it's just not a good idea. You know, you could be costing yourself the opportunity of what those accounts could be earning during that time frame, where if you've taken that out, you've paid the tax, now you've lost the ability to earn that capitalization compounding onto your savings that you've done there. So we would definitely echo that you've got to make the right decision for you, but taking it from a retirement account and taking a loan are perhaps not the best decisions. Again, another reason to sit down early and ahead of time with a financial planner, because if you've planned appropriately, you don't have to make the last-minute decisions. You can really make the best decision that works best for your situation. If you're cash-heavy, you know, you've got a large amount in savings or in an after-tax account, a lot of times the savings accounts, they're not earning much interest anyways. You know, what are savings? Even the interest rates going up last year, what did the savings get to, 0.2, 0.1? It's not earning enough that it's going to hurt your future capitalization on pulling it from there. So that's really the best place to pull it, especially if you've already set aside a replacement vehicle fund. Like CJ was saying earlier, you know, if you're expecting to replace your vehicle every couple of years, you should have that replacement vehicle fund where you're funneling money into so that you're prepared. You've now planned for the future event of buying a large purchase. You know, whether it is $15,000 or $20,000 or it's a $50,000 car. You have to be realistic with your goals and then plan appropriately for that and put that money aside. Savings and budgeting perspectives, it just makes sense to have a big purchase like a vehicle, which nowadays we know are a lot more expensive than they used to be, setting that money aside and being prepared for that so that you're not hurting your future retirement or your ability to have compounding interest in the future because you had a decision that you had to make versus a decision you wanted to make. Personal finance experts love to discuss how much money you can save by not going to your daily Starbucks or, you know, not eating out every day or every night, packing your lunch and, you know, eating in and taking leftovers to work, things like that. It can definitely cut a little bit into the bottom line. It's not a huge, huge amount, but the little things are the important part. You know, it's helping to put that behavioral spending in place so you can have what you want. If you can right-size your housing and transportation costs on a monthly basis, then everything else becomes easier when you're saving for your savings and budgeting perspective.
Great advice.
And one final thought here. I know we're running out of time, Sean. If you have a financial advisor, and by the way, I'm sure I'm going to have some financial advisors hate me after this. If you have a financial advisor who says, listen, I can get you 8, that loan is at 4. My suggestion would be to run out of their office. Because if that is the logic, then I guess it means everybody who has paid off their mortgages should go refinance their homes and give their money to a broker. That just sounds ludicrous to me. There is risk in having debt. There is risk in having debt. The fastest, most direct path to wealth, prosperity, and generosity is elimination of debt. Therefore, if a financial advisor is encouraging you to stay in debt, you might not want to work with that advisor.
Fantastic advice, as always. CJ Klaus, Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online. Great website, a lot of great information about Klaus Financial. KlausFinancial.com. That's KLAAS, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442 442- 4425637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because right now it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many adults over the age of 65 are licensed to drive in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to iTunes. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial's office, that is their number. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. CJ, Melissa, always a ton of fun hanging out. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Thanks, you too.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.